News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden set to use his State of the Union address tonight to tout what his administration has done so far and to lay out a picture of the next 4 years. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden preparing to deliver perhaps his most important speech yet. As the general election kicks off, Biden making his case in his annual State of the Union address. He spent days preparing, huddling with his closest advisors at Camp David, rehearsing, fine-tuning his message up until the final moments.
A Hamas delegation leaving Cairo, where ceasefire talks had been going on. That means it's highly unlikely that a deal will be reached before Ramadan, which begins on Monday. Egyptian officials say the negotiations reached an impasse over Hamas's demand for a phased process culminating in an end to the war. Alabama now has a new law protecting IVF providers from liability signed by Governor Kay Ivey, the legislation stemming from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos and children. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A long-awaited new engineering building will go up at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Governor Evers is giving final approval to $700 million worth of new construction projects across the UW system. There's money for classroom renovations in Madison and Whitewater and nearly $200 million for central plant renovations and demolition projects. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Congressman Brian Stiles says she's trying to distract from the Biden administration's record.
There's a reason Vice President Harris didn't come and speak to people who are checking out at a grocery store, because she'd get an earful about how this administration's policies are making it harder and harder for families to get by.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Vice President Kamala Harris came to Madison Wednesday to talk union jobs and apprenticeship programs. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says that funding from the federal government is making their massive bus rapid transit project possible.
This work would not be possible without the support of the president and the vice president.
Rhodes Conway says that bus rapid transit is not only creating construction jobs, but will also help all workers get to where they need to go faster. A temporary unit at Meritor Hospital, which monitors patients in the ER, is being made permanent. The unit opened last summer and looks over patients who are waiting for open beds in the main hospital. Meritor says they're going to expand the unit to 13 beds instead of 8, and they hope to route about half of all hospital admissions through the unit. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie, backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis, after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in, play better.
Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn, 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum, was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38 tomorrow. Cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow. High of 46 with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Start your tape right now, cause I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Thank you, Joe Scarborough.
Yes. Happy State of the Union.
Yes, what? It is on 6 p.m. our time, sorry.
Oh, mm-hmm. Could we get a matinee? Could the president start a little earlier?
A matinee.
I know.
We need a matinee.
Exactly. That's what I want.
Exactly. All right. Well, it's very exciting. He has a lot of... no wonder some Republicans were trying to figure out how they could stop him. Because you cannot stop. You can't stop the music, Chris. You can't stop the facts. You can't stop the facts. Of his accomplishments. Just saying. Black Knight's first appearance is today.
Yay!
Yes. Twitter rock star. Very exciting.
Also, podcast host.
Yes, with Tara Dublin, friend of the show.
Yeah, we've been trying to get him. As you know, when I print Twitter, generally there's a lot of Black Knight there.
Yes.
All right.
There is.
And Dr. Redliner and, of course, Carl Frisch. Speaking of, we talked to Bob Sesk yesterday about hopefully things don't go down the memory hole. This one just struck me. Jan tweeted yesterday. Today, or is this today? Hang on. Yeah, yesterday. Today is March 6th. I lost my youngest son 4 years ago today to COVID. I will never forgive Donald J. Trump and his enablers for his lies, hubris, and stupidity. We cannot have 4 more years of that monster. Thank you. Isn't there about a little 1.2 million of us, I believe, that are not available for comment because we're dead of COVID? So mm-hmm. I have to hope that a lot of those people have friends and family, that this is not going to go down the memory hole. What a disaster. We'll talk to Dr. Redliner about it.
A million people. There's a million families that were affected by it.
Yeah.
One of my old coworkers, his wife died of COVID.
Yeah.
He's voting for Trump.
A friend of Tom Hartman's just passed away from COVID 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why my wardrobe was quite the choice today, because it is Vaxxed AF, but also
the
Sexy
the
Liberal,
German
because
guy.
Sexy Liberal goes on sale today.
Yes.
At 10 a.m.
Only.
Local time.
Yes.
That's you guys had to explain the whole...
Right.
We may have to do the time zones
for me. No. If you're buying a ticket for New York, tickets go on sale
at 10 a.m.
local
time.
New York time.
What?
Okay. If you're in Los Angeles and want to fly to New York, get online at 7 a.m.
Okay. Pre-sale starts today at 10 a.m.
Local time,
wherever you are, for all 15 shows, correct?
Okay. 10 a.m. venue time.
Venue time.
Does that make sense?
She's confused. So if you're in New York,
yeah, I got it.
Okay.
And you want to go to LA, you got to wait until 1 p.m. your time.
Right.
She knows time zones.
But that's only pre-sale.
Yeah.
All right.
That is today's only pre-sale. Only.
And by the way,
if you have the super secret code key.
The password is
don't tell anyone.
When you do it like that, it's overmodulated and people can't hear it.
Oh, so
it's
key.
K-E-Y.
I've got a brand new key. Okay.
Yes.
Just think of that.
And only use the links that are at sexyliberal.com.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to say, is yeah. We read one poor lady. Thank God she didn't fall for it.
More than one. There were several,
You know, she said $500 to $1,000 for Sexy Liberal. That's outrageous. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's not a scalper. Do not fall for that. First of all, tickets are not available for anyone yet. So anyone trying to sell you Sexy Liberal tickets now doesn't have them. So you're going to get totally scammed.
Right. Yeah. So here's the thing. No. Don't Google Sexy Liberal tickets.
Yes.
Do not, because you will get a list of scalping sites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't Google it. Just go to sexyliberal.com. Those are the valid ticket sales links.
Yeah. So pre-sale starts today, general admission tomorrow. Right. You just get a jump on being able to get the tickets today. Mm-hmm. So yay. So yay is my point. Oh, and we were saying, we're trying to keep ticket prices lower this time because, you know, a lot of people did the pay-per-view during COVID, and we can't do that everywhere. Obviously, it's too expensive. Right. So we're coming literally to a city near you. Uh-huh. It's going to kill Mama. So I would go before, you know, I am just AI, before I'm a deep fake. Go while I'm still alive.
Okay.
Live
before you're
to meet me
before you're a two-pack hologram.
Yes, okay. Before I am a hologram. Yeah. I can't even guarantee the second half of this tour I'm not going to be a deep fake. I don't. It's hard to say.
I have brown wigs.
There's probably a betting pool as to when I will end up either deed or in rehab. But anyway,
I have long brown wigs.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah. You could do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like the same kind of dresses. You look better in them than I do. All right, so what was I saying? Anyway, but VIP is being sold separately this time. Live Nation and NS2 are producing this tour. This is a big-ass regular tour, man.
Big-ass deal.
This is a BFD.
And so we have a separate company handling all the VIP stuff.
Right. Yes. So anyway, you get your ticket, and then VIP you get separately.
And we're very excited. You get a laminate.
Yep.
You get stuff when you're VIP.
Wristbands, like it's a real tour.
I know.
It's very exciting. Okay. All right, Minneapolis, you're up first, so I would get it next month as we launch in Minneapolis and then Philly. So those are the first two cities.
Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. Minneapolis time, which is central.
I feel like you're using that Patterson tone just to me. But it will help other old people like
me
that don't understand.
Right. Time zones?
Time zones. Right.
Well, I feel like we...
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we should remind people.
When listening to radio broadcasts in the United States, one will often hear broadcasters give time checks. For example, one might hear references to the top of the hour, or the world is on fire, dogs are sleeping with cats, it's a crisis of biblical proportions. 17 after. Some listeners might be confused by the lack of specificity. Why not say 11:17, for instance? It may have escaped your attention that the United States has 9 different time zones. Atlantic Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, Alaskan Standard Time, Hawaii Aleutian Standard Time, Samoa Standard Time, referred to as ZTC-11, no one knows why, and Chamorro, not a Mexican dessert, Standard Time. And don't get me started on daylight savings times, which is observed inconsistently in all 9 time zones for different durations or not at all. To further complicate matters, if one is listening on a so-called podcast, one can listen at the time of one's own choosing, making time checks irrelevant. If you really want to know what time it is, get a freaking watch.
We need to fix that projector.
That tape is going
bad.
Thank
you, AV guy.
Yeah.
You know what I learned from that?
What?
Is that irrelevant is really fun to say. Uh-huh. And also specificity.
Also, I missed Jim
Ward. With no specificity.
Yeah.
Yes, we all missed Jim Ward. Mm-hmm. Tristan Snell, our legal ad, just regarding COVID, said we had COVID, quote, we have COVID totally under control. It's one person coming in from China. We have it under control. It's going to be just fine. It's going to disappear one day like a miracle. It'll disappear. The risk is very, very low. Covey tweets, things were so bad during the Trump years, the FDA had to come out and tell people, you are not a horse, you are not a cow. Government agencies were telling people, please don't eat Tide Pods. The makers of disinfectant were telling people not to inject their products into their body. Oh, my God, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
You're like, some scientists in the FDA had to actually say, don't take horse paste, you morons. Don't put a UV light up your ass. Don't drink Lysol. Oh, my God. By the way, Dr. Tran says long-term sustainable solutions to COVID develop next-gen nasal vaccines that greatly reduce transmission, normalize masking, make respirators free, regulate indoor air quality, develop effective treatments for long COVID, make health care free, and guarantee paid sick leave. I want to talk to Dr. Redlener about all that. Oh, I ordered my free test. I think this is the last week to still get
Friday.
Free.
Friday, yeah, you're out of free
tests. To still get
tests.
Free tests, so I just ordered. Go get your free tests, so you have those. Okay. What? Oh, I thought you were looking at me. Oh, okay. Oh, because you did this to trigger me. Where is he?
What'd I do?
What did I do?
Is it? Oh, yeah. 9. Actually, you put this on the list to trigger Dr. Redlener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And we did a fantastic job on that. We COVID. Never got credit for that. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable job on that. Mm. We came up with things that nobody thought was possible. Mm. Don't forget, when it came in, nobody had an idea what it was.
Yeah, we did have an idea what it was, and you made up to an epic proportion.
Yes, he did.
Carry the 4 divided by 7. 1.2 million people are unavailable for comment on your thoughts on how well you did. Oh, my God. Am I taking crazy pills?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking. All right. Computer. What do you call it? These useless House Republicans.
Oh, my God.
Hey, passed legislation funding the federal government to avoid yet another threat of government shutdown. So it goes to the Senate. The government doesn't shut down Friday. These people cannot govern. Please vote all these motherfuckers out. Please, for God's sakes. This is what we've been doing this for how long? Oh, by the way, Speaker God Warrior had to rely on support from opposition Democrats to get the legislation passed. So, TikTok, do you hear the 60 minutes clock? I do.
Yeah. Madge is going to go after him, I'm sure.
Yeah. How long before he gets vacated like an infected bowel? What?
Infected bowel?
I just can't think of it. I don't know. When I hear vacate, I just, you know. Because he is...
Look at his face.
Every speaker reminds me of Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Hidey-ho!
Not just Kevin McCarthy. They're all different days, different pieces.
At least Kevin McCarthy had some experience.
And Mr. Hanky's nice. Mr. Hanky's nice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He had a jaunty little cap. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bob Seska, noted epidemiologist, tweets, don't allow pundits or voters to yada yada Trump's final year in office as though he was powerless to stop COVID. He was president, and there were myriad levers of power he could have engaged in to stop the spread before it started. He failed, then insisted that we prematurely end/ignore protocols. Who was it yesterday? Elise Stefanik?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to try that? You're really going to try? Are you better off today than 4 years ago? Oh, unequivocally, we can say, yes, we are. Yes. Yes. A, alive. B, jobless. A, best jobs numbers ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, by every barometer. I can't even believe they're trying that.
Of course they are.
It's like they want to get pantsed on Twitter.
They need to get pantsed in the media, not just on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm excited about the president's speech. You're sure we can't get it moved to a matinee?
Should I call the White House and ask?
Yes. Could you inquire?
At least 8 p.m. Eastern would have been easier.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Okay. I feel sorry for morning show producers on the East Coast.
No kidding.
The 6 a.m. guys.
Yeah.
You know what? Christmas came early yesterday, though, and Rachel was on with the Nicole Wallace.
I know.
Wallace.
She's
That's
everywhere
my sweet
yesterday.
Spot is, you know, right in the middle of the afternoon. Yeah. I just tweeted Rachel Maddow is a national treasure. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. That was the entire TED Talk. We have some crunchy audio goodness.
And she thinks you're the queen of excellent liberal talk.
She has fantastic taste.
Dr. Maddow is very smart.
We have some audio goodness.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent
That's
liberal
it, high
talk
priestess.
Radio.
Back at you. Okay, 19... 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by as we launch Sexy Liberal today, tickets become available today. The Sexy Liberal OG, right? Credo Mobile,
sure.
Right? Sometimes you got to do business with companies that don't share your values. Most of the time, you don't have a choice. Your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, America's progressive phone company. They share your values and support the same causes you do. They've donated over $95 million. That's almost $100 million, Chris.
I've heard.
To amazing, progressive nonprofit groups like Friends of the Earth, yep. Planned Parenthood, you name it. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that good feeling that comes with knowing your phone company works for your values. And you get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy peasy.
Yeah.
You bring your phone, your current phone, your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com, CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. That's a win-win-win-win. You're supporting the Stephanie Miller Show, great causes, and a great company. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Type in the code Steph for $250 off.
Go ahead. Laugh out loud in your cubicle. Everyone already thinks you're a left-wing lunatic anyway. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable. So I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order. Plus, a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Long Guggenheim Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller show. Jody was just showing me her porn on her phone.
Oh, oh yeah, I'm monitoring your porn, so I'm letting you know when you're watching porn.
I didn't know Great Danes could do that with a Duracell battery pack and a strap on. Anyway, hi, Chris. Hi. Very exciting. Carl Frisch coming up bottom of the hour. God does love us and want us to have nice things, which is why we get Rachel Maddow early on a weekday.
Florida, they are now contending with a super worrying outbreak of measles. Measles, like it's the 1800s or something. Fantastic. One of the most transmissible pathogens on Earth. And one we don't typically have to worry about anymore in this country because for 60 freaking years, we've had a totally effective vaccine against measles. Except in Florida, Republicans picked a very special state surgeon general who's now telling Florida parents, oh, who am I to suggest that perhaps kids should be vaccinated against measles?
Yeah. Surgeon General of the Stephanie Miller Show, Bob Seska, tweets.
Okay.
4 years ago, you couldn't buy toilet paper while thousands of Americans suffocated to death every day from a preventable disease and then were buried in mass graves. Hooray for 4 years ago. Yeah, this was Stefanik actually had the nerve to step before a microphone and say, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? The answer is a resounding no. Yeah, I think the answer is going to be a resounding yes.
Yeah.
Biden's wins tweets, new analysis reveals that polling has overestimated Donald Trump's electoral strength in nearly all primaries to date. Why is the media ignoring Trump's obvious weakness? Mm-hmm. So by the way, did I ask yesterday, has Donald Trump gracefully accepted Nikki Haley?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, God, no.
No, of course he did an end zone dance and was like, she lost a resounding, whatever. Which is really going to endear him to her voters. Right. I mean, it's extraordinary. Bob Schooley. Sorry, I just had to. Because did I mention I'm going to die?
No, I've never heard that before.
Seeing people who, quote, could just not in good conscience vote for Hillary Clinton out there blaming Biden for what Trump's Supreme Court did.
Yeah, really?
Thank you, Bob. And one last one from noted epidemiologist Bob Seska.
And Surgeon General.
I'm just going to give him a different title every.
All right.
No, he just said Donald Trump isn't an entertainment option. He's not a streaming channel. He's a tyrant who will destabilize the world.
Yep.
Hopefully we will hear more of that from President Biden today. Okay, give me one more. Rachel Maddow, 5. Thank you.
Beyond who am I to say your kids should be vaccinated, the hand-Republican-picked Florida Surgeon General wouldn't even say that kids with measles should stay home from school. While they're infectious and symptomatic with one of the most transmissible, potentially fatal pathogens known to mankind.
Yeah.
Measles in Florida. Not to be outdone, now the Republican Party's leading presidential candidate is saying on the stump that he will withhold all funding, not a penny, from any school anywhere in America if kids have to be vaccinated to come to school.
For anything. For anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, let that sink in. Come on back, polio. Yeah, where's our nostalgia music, right? Yeah. That is the GOP. Back alley abortions and polio. Everything's back. The lunatic candidate for governor in Carolina just said, I want to go back to a time where women couldn't vote. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. 29 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money from Minnesota students' tuition used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming say they're happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Fitchburg Alder Randy Udell is getting into the race for State Assembly in District 47. Udell has been an Alder in Fitchburg since 2020 and is also running for a seat on the Dane County Board. Assembly District 47 was represented by Jimmy Anderson, who is instead running for State Senate this fall. Udell is running as a Democrat and is the second Fitchburg Alder to run for the seat. Alder Joe Maldonado is also running as a Democrat. Dane County is looking to help young adults who went through foster care find and learn about permanent housing. The county's Health and Human Services Department says that those young people are at the highest risk for homelessness. Up to six people at a time will live together in a dorm-style building. It'll also have in-house resident mentors, case managers, and other specialists. A resolution to start the Roth Street program will be introduced to the county board on Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38 tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow, high of 46, with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Kids have to be vaccinated all over the country, everywhere, against measles and mumps and polio. I mean, it's been true for decades. It's been true for generations. But just in case you've been missing, I don't know, iron lungs, the Republican Party is raring to go this election year with a new measles and polio for all the kids plan. And what, you know, what swing state busy mom and dad isn't going to want to get the whole family to lick that doorknob and vote GOP this November with that kind of platform on offer to the American people? Can we get a smallpox over here? How about some tetanus for the little ones? Whooping cough like it's going out of style.
Yay!
Rachel, and we're going to get her tonight, too, aren't we? Rachel Maddow, because of the State of the Union.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of a nerd. Speaking of political nerds, there's one.
Carl.
Oh, Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall
what?
We? CarlFrisch.com. Oh, hi. Good morning, Carl Frisch. Hi.
I mean, that is quite a slogan for Trump. Lick the doorknob 24.
Right. Well, you know, and if the GOP has its way, your kids won't be able to read a book about when there was polio anyway, so they won't really... Well, understand what they have. Okay, hi, Carl. Hi. It really is an astounding place we find ourselves in, isn't it? How's about...
I mean,
go ahead.
Doesn't it always feel like this after Stupid Tuesday?
I was saying yesterday, first of all, Trump's vow, Rachel was talking about his vow to cut funds for schools for that have vaccine mandates for anything, for your kids to be vaccinated, Carl, there in Virginia, for anything. He's pledged not to support giving federal funds to schools that implement vaccine or mask mandates, but people are noticing it would be schools in red states that would be hit hardest by the proposed policy. I mean, here we go again. Voters voting against their self-interest, which you and I have been talking about since 1904, right?
Yeah. Look, certain people are going to follow Trump. They would follow him off the edge of a cliff if given the opportunity. Then there's another group of people who will also follow him off the edge of a cliff if given the opportunity. People like Mitch McConnell, for example, who like to play a tough game for a while but then fall in line when push comes to shove. So this is just one example of them showing the truth for all of us to see. This is what we will get if he is back in the White House. This is what you're seeing in different places all across the country already in conservative areas. So there's no reason to believe that when he's done banning abortion, that he won't turn to vaccines.
Well, you know, Dr. Hotez said, hoping he didn't really mean it, since it would create a public health catastrophe for the nation. GOP Representative Barbara Comstock of your state, Carl, said, like most states, Virginia requires MMR vaccine, chickenpox vaccine, polio, etc. So Trump would take millions in federal funds away from all Virginia public schools, she wrote on Twitter. States even more the conservative than Virginia would require vaccines for schools such as Texas, which requires students to be vaccinated at least against 9 viruses, only allowing for medical or religious exemptions. Florida, which, as we just said, is having a measles outbreak, requires at least 7 vaccines. But it it's hard to know, you know, like we keep saying, when Trump says something, believe him, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. He may not know that he's doing it, but he will stumble his way into doing it, once that news is out there. But again, like, he's telling us what he will do. And so we should trust that that's what he would plan to do. He told us he was going to reverse Roe versus Wade, and he did it. And he's beating his chest and asking for all the credit in the world about that. So we have no reason to believe that he won't put students in jeopardy by doing this.
Can I ask a question? I, at the risk of seeming like a snooty coastal elite, you know, obviously Nikki Haley's voters, on cue are more educated. Right. I mean, that's what's showing up in all the polling. Jody grabs these sound bites of some of these MAGA voters. And, you know, Carl, it's hard not to shake your head and go, oh, my God, we have an education problem in this country. You know, and I don't know. Barb McQuaid was on. She wrote a book about disinformation. I don't know to what degree it's disinformation or that we somehow have a population that some percentage is dumb enough to just believe anything. What do we do about that?
Well, I don't even know that it's about intelligence so much as it is about a lack of critical introspection or thinking, right? And so I think people who are educated are more likely to develop those skills, right? To be critical thinkers and to have introspection and consider things. So that certainly matters. But what you see in these interviews across the country is no ability to be critical in their thinking about things, right? It is very much, I've decided this is who I support, and so I will do everything to support that person, and I will bend my mind and contort it into different things to make that possible.
Well, like I just implied, we were talking about this, you know, the red. So we, as we know, more people died in red states, obviously, of COVID. It just, it follows, you know, the states that believe in misinformation. This thing, this defunding schools thing he's talking about would hit red states the hardest. I thought this was, I saved this story for you. Nobody's more insulting to rural voters than Republicans, according to a political scientist. This is true, and it's been a bugaboo for us, hasn't it, Carl, ever since back when you were a Democratic strategist. Entire libraries worth of ink, it reads, has been poured into an effort to understand, mythologize, and explain the behavior of white rural voters, why they're so attached to Trump, perhaps the ways that voters and politicians in more cosmopolitan areas don't understand the suffering and anxiety in these places. White Rural Rage, The Threat to Democracy, is the book, argues it's Republicans who have been infantilizing and condescending to these voters more than anyone else. Right? This is this same conversation. Nothing is more insulting to rural voters than people who are giving them nothing and taking their votes, said the scientist. They claim Democrats are insulting, but Democrats are doing something for them and getting none of their votes. Nothing's more condescending than getting votes and doing nothing in return. J.D. Vance, Elise Stefanik, Tom Cotton, all these people were educated at Harvard and Yale. They frankly laugh behind the backs of their own voters to some degree. Those are the people that are really insulting. But again, here we are. We're right. Trump can say out loud, "We love the poorly educated." How do you? I'm not.
Well, you know, as liberals, we are obsessed with the idea if we can only just explain it a little bit better, we will convince them to come to our side. If we just give them that killer fact, they will change their mind, see the light, and drop Trump like one of his ex-wives. But that's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. There's a great book called The Republican Brain, and it should be called The Political Brain because it talks about the different ways that people of different political persuasions think. Yeah. And it takes, for either persuasion, it takes a psychological, like a schism, for somebody to change their ideology or to accept, and this is the kicker, in order for them to accept that Trump is bad, they have to accept that they were wrong.
Right.
And that is the hard part.
Even to the degree that I was talking about the 1.2 million people that died of COVID and all their friends and family, but I guess if you're a Trumper, you just go, oh, it wasn't his fault.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean,
China's fault. It's, you know.
When you back somebody into one of these corners, you often get the response of, well, I don't know, it's just interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, it's wrong. It's not interesting, it's just wrong.
Interesting, like genocide. Yeah.
No, so it's not, these are not people that will be convinced by argumentation, et cetera, et cetera. And so who do we focus on? You've got 9 months, or, you know, 8 months, 7 months until the election. People should be focused on people who share our beliefs and are not voting, and convincing those who are within our fold to make sure that they get out and vote, because it is a waste of time to try and flip a Trumper.
Yep.
Speaking of people voting against their best interest, let's talk about Republican women for a minute, shall we? So this monstrosity to the south of you in North Carolina, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who is the Republican nominee for governor. He just 4 years ago, he said he would absolutely like to return to the days when the 19th Amendment didn't exist, when women didn't have the right to vote. He said, I absolutely want to go back to the America where women can vote. And I love that he said this at a March 2020 event hosted by Republican women of Pitt County. Okay.
Read the room.
I presume some women voted for him or he wouldn't be the Republican nominee. I mean, he just embodies everything awful about what the Republican Party has become. I was saying yesterday, it's like he was created on the island of Dr. Moreau somehow.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's basically a magnet for every dark corner of the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, he has taken mimicking Trump to new art forms. You know, talk to Clay Aiken about this guy. This guy is bad news on every single issue. And not just bad, but if you think of the worst position that a conservative could have on an issue and bend it 20 degrees further, that's this guy.
Yeah. I want you to...
Talking conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I mean, this is the natural outgrowth of Trumpism. Someone that doesn't believe in the Holocaust, but believes in lizard people. So put on your former political strategist cap. Take a listen to this ad.
Abortion is a scourge that needs to be run out of this land.
Scourge, not scourge.
It's not your body, people. It's y'all's body. And yes, that includes the daddy.
No.
So many things were lost during the Civil Rights Movement. So many freedoms were lost during the Civil Rights Movement that shouldn't have been lost.
I'd love to pass a law that restricts abortion. We could pass a bill saying you can't have an abortion in North Carolina for any reason.
This little minor thing happens in January.
It's horrible. If there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. Homosexuality, any of that filth. And yes, I called it filth. Abortion is a scourge that needs to be run out of this land.
Scourge is the word, sir. Scourge.
He's correcting grammar.
I mean, Carl, he's claimed feminism was created by Satan. He said men who identify as feminists are about as manly as a pair of lace panties. Feminazi. Oh, he's a Rush fan. He refers to women as feminazis. He described those who support equal rights for women as sexist, hairy, armpit having poo-poo hat wearing pinkos.
What? Poo-poo hat. Pinkos is back, Carl.
I like that.
Satan himself, he said, is using lesbianism and feminism to destroy traditional feminism. Well, that part's true.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the gay agenda.
Yeah, when I wake up, I say, Jody, how can I destroy more traditional families with my persistent lesbianism?
It is your agenda.
He has called women whores, witches, rejected drag queens. He's quoted Hitler. He's fanned Islamophobia, saying trans people should be arrested for using bathrooms, casting doubt on the Holocaust, spreading countless conspiracy theories. Oh, women who breastfeed in public are shameless attention hogs.
No, they're not. I feel like... The last line of this story, though, sums everything up. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, said, it's up to the voters in the state. This is the profile in cowardice. This party asked, do you condemn any of this? He's like, oh, well, nah, up to the voters. That's where we are, right?
Yeah. Look, this creates an opportunity to hold on to the governorship there. The attorney general is a great candidate on our side. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Josh Stein.
Yes.
And, you know, I think if this crazy person that the Republicans have chosen has any hope, it's actually Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump pulling him across the finish line with him. And so at the same time, I think that the fact that there is no strong candidate at the top of their ticket puts North Carolina in some kind of play for Joe Biden as well.
Yeah, I hope so. Because, you know, we remember it was an Obama state. It's, you know, my sister and my mom lived there. It was purpley. It's not a, you know, I mean, some areas are obviously very red. But, yeah, that's what I hope is all this list of, I can't remember all of them now,
so
all these Trumpy candidates lost, Carl. That's the good news, right. You know, is all these extreme
right.
candidates.
And, you know, Democrats have been outperforming ever since Roe was overturned. So I expect we'll continue to see that across the country.
Yeah. All right. Carl, you are a scamp and a rascal, and I love you.
I try to scamp as much as possible.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your service. All right. There he goes. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Chris Lavoie, Genucelling as a Verb.
Again.
And I come in, often there is an empty chair there, and I'm like, have you inflated autopilot, Jody?
He's Genucelling.
He's Genucelling. He'll be right back.
Yeah.
Because why? Because it's fast and effective. You've only got a couple of minutes, right?
Right.
I do my XV cream, and then I do my Gen 90 on my under eye wrinkles, my forehead wrinkles, you name it.
I'm generally out of the room for about 30 seconds, Genucelling,
yes.
And then I'm back.
You put the Gen in general, Gen 90 in generally.
What?
Gen 90. Gen 90. It's their new thing. You can feel it working. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere. Eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines. Even that thing right under your chin. Right there, Jody. Right there.
That thing right here.
If I ever go to the hairdresser, I'm like, oh, look at this fluorescent light. What is that thing? Waka, 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 waka. Okay, Gen 90. I'm telling you. Look at it. Look at it. Looks like a baby's ass now. Get your face up in it.
Uh-huh.
I use the XV cream first. So do you, right? Collagen builder, yes. Moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid. And then I do the Gen 90 in those problem areas. It is a recipe for just for lifelong happiness. Am I overstating? Your face is just, you're going to look like you're enjoying life more. That's the important
there,
thing.
That works better.
It's more important to look good than to feel good.
Uh-huh. You look marvelous.
As Billy Crystal would say, yes, look marvelous. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are. Order right now, genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last, plus free shipping. That is genucel.com/Stephanie.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The John and Gordy Show.
Here's the real question. Okay. Do noodles belong in chili?
That is a really good question. That is.
Boy. Only sick and twisted people add noodles to their chili.
You really have an opinion
there,
Sam.
Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah? No noodles for Sam.
No. Okay. If I wanted noodles, I'd have spaghetti.
Right. Okay. I was going to say, do you want noodles
exactly.
with your spaghetti?
Drawing a line in the sand now. Okay.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Maggie Don, host of The Maggie Don Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the very complicated conversation Jody and I just had about having little dogs poop when it's raining.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
We're on schedule.
I have a hard time pooping when it's raining, too.
Well, listen, they know Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend gives them firm, fantastic poops.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes. Oh, I did. There was a couple in the living room yesterday, and my nephew just got here. I'm like, who pooped? He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
He didn't mean to do it.
He's a good Uncle Paul. He's so sweet. He took the bullet. Okay. But my point is, it gives them, I've noticed the difference. I've had doggies over the years, including these two, Bonnie and Clyde, who, you know, they can be prone to what do you call it? I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast, but loose stool. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Firm, fantastic poop means that they're on a great diet, and it means it's super healthy for them, which it is. That's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and then they throw in some fruits and vegetables, and it is raw, freeze-dried. Doggies love the flavor, and it keeps them so happy and healthy. It's dry to the touch, which is what I love about it. No mess, shelf-stable, pantry-safe. Don't need to take up my fridge space or my freezer space. You're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. Nature's Feast for the kitties.
Wow.
My listeners can get 54% off their first order, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Marie in Atlanta, who someone on Twitter said should be a regular on the show, and I'm like, I think she is.
Yeah, she is. I mean...
Hi, Marie. And by that,
morning.
We mean unpaid regular.
Right.
Yes.
And for now, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the guy who's the GOP candidate for North Carolina governor.
Right.
In all candor, you know, while on the one hand, it's really easy to point to the crazy that's coming out of his mouth, the thing I am concerned about is this is the same play that they ran in 1996 mm-hmm. Regarding the Defense of Marriage Act.
Mm-hmm.
You get evangelicals to focus on something that in most cases is not going to, I'm only going to say most, many cases, is not personally going to affect them and
right.
sway their vote in a direction that's actually against their interests.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's my worry about him.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, I feel like the Tom Tillis thing is really the part of that story, just the cowardice of this entire party. JoJo from Jurors, our buddy, our pal, tweeted, Ted Cruz supported Trump despite him calling his wife ugly. Mitch McConnell has endorsed Trump despite his calling his China-loving wife Coco Chow. These feckless f***ers can't even stand up for their own wives. It's any wonder they never stood up for their country. I mean, yeah, just to a person. John Pavlovitz, love this one. Sincere question for my friends on the left to qualify. Which of the people you're trying to help by not supporting Biden will be helped by a second Trump presidency? Specifically, who gains human/civil rights in this scenario? How precisely is anyone made safer/healthier? Thanks. And I think he is asking a sincere question. Oh, Rick in North Carolina.
Oh.
Home of Lieutenant Governor Crazy.
Hi,
Rick.
Hey, love, can you hear me?
Yeah,
ahead.
Hey, this is Ricky in North Carolina. You know, one thing that people aren't talking about with this lieutenant governor we got, you know, just 6 years ago, he was a private citizen. And now he's risen all the way to the top. And the thing that concerns me is, you know, he's probably, people like him are probably going to, you know, help make America great again. And it's powerful. It's powerful.
Okay. Is he? He sounds like a parody, but maybe he's not.
I don't know.
I don't.
It's hard to say.
He sounded sad.
Tickets go on sale in North Carolina, though, in 1.5 minutes.
Right. Save the World Tour. And Dr. Doom coming up next.
Not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.